What's going on, everybody? Welcome to our first episode of the Dental Whale Learning Series. We're super excited about this at Dental Whale. We've got a whole host of content and guests throughout the year, all in an effort to educate you on where we feel like the industry is going. We're very fortunate here at Dental Whale. We've got a whole lineup of professionals and just insights from people, you know, that have done so much in dentistry. We want to give back the best that we can. And so the whole idea of this learning series, we're going to put together a couple of these per month. Like I said, bring on guests from our organization, you know, talking about topics and challenges that we know that you're having and how we can help you solve them. So I'm very excited to be with Joe Cavaretto, who is our CEO at Dental Whale, and also have Dr. Scott Luna, who is the founder of Breakaway Seminars and also the co-founder of Dental Whale. So how you doing, guys?
Doing great. Thanks for having us, John.
Awesome. All right. So let's get this kicked off. So this first episode is how to pay less than 40% or how to pay up to 40% less than industry standards on supplies and labs. So as we come into 2023, as you guys know, there's a lot of talk about recession and all of that. And it feels like there are a lot of things that dental practices have to do now. It's not like a what's nice to have, it's what they're going to need to do. And Scott, I know you're going to touch on that. I'd love to have you jump right in just from a dentist perspective, you know, in the world that you live in and helping dentists, you know, grow their practices. What are your thoughts when I say, you know, the world that we live in now and the costs are going up and how a practice can actually manage to save money?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things changing that are difficult for dentists, but I don't want to make it sound like the sky's falling though, because we are seeing a tremendous amount of success across a whole lot of our practices that we're connected to. But the challenges that we are faced with right now is it's difficult to retain and find employees. The cost of employees is going way up. The supply costs, lab costs, those kind of production costs have gone way up. And it's harder and harder sometimes to get more new patients coming in. And when you combine all of that, we end up seeing the profitability of practices squeezed. And we see, of course, the stress levels and the management headaches go way up for the owner dentist. And so in this particular topic, supply and lab, thank goodness this is an easy fix that has a significant amount of money attached to it for the private dentist or small DSO to address.
And can you talk a little bit to that, Joe? I think what I'm excited about having the both of you on is, like, Joe, you have this industry experience with everything that you've done on the equipment side and supply side, all of that. And of course, Scott comes at, you know, from the dental practice side. But Joe, from your perspective, you know, there's always a lot of talk out there when a dental practice looks at their P&L of like their supply cost and their lab cost and their overhead or whatever. Can you just touch on what are some of the reasons why that is the case, but more important to Scott's, you know, point, why it is possible to be smart about that and find little things here and there that can help you get ahead?
Yeah. Well, it's always a really good idea that when you are purchasing supplies, just to keep whoever you're purchasing the supplies from honest, right? And the fact that you can purchase using a distributor for several years and then not realize that the supply costs that they're charging you are going up and up and up. And you'll see this in the industry, and it's not uncommon. So one is making sure you're checking your prices. And the reason why we built our Dental Whale ordering system the way we did is because you can just quickly get comparison on your invoices on what you're currently paying compared to what you could be paying. And the good news is if there's no difference, then hey, look, you're getting a great deal and congratulations from whatever distributor you're purchasing from. If not, then you have the ability to change where you're purchasing from. You have, as a customer, the ability to negotiate pricing from your current distributor if you want. But that is one way of making sure that what you're paying for supplies is in line and is competitive with the rest of the industry.
Yeah, and Scott, I know you teach this a lot in your breakaway seminars, the importance of systems and processes. And like Joe said, like making sure that you have your eyes and you're aware of what you're paying for your supplies and labs and all of that. And I feel like in the world that we live in now, It's easy to get distracted when you work with a lot of different people. It's not intentional that you might be paying more than you want to. It's by nature. It's the fact that there's a lot of people that are selling a lot of products and services to a dental practice. So can you touch on that for perspective of, you know, the potential of, like, I guess what we could call, vendor creep or whatever, purchasing things from a lot of different people and how that could have an impact on your costs as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're giving me the floor here, I got a lot to say about this. So, when I coach practices across the country nationwide, of course, I've owned a whole lot of practices. We own practices today. I commonly see that dental practices are spending 8% of their collections or more on just supplies. And that number should be below 4%. I know in our group, the last number I saw in our last meeting was 3.8% of collections on supplies. So what's the difference between 8% and 3.8% collections? For a $1.5 million practice, that's $60,000 of just lost profit every single year for the rest of that dentist's career. And to take control of these costs, I kind of teach this three-step formula. Step number one is you have to buy the products from the right single source that gives you the best pricing you can find. Single source is important because when you ask your team to buy from 20 or 30 sources, they end up just levitating toward a single source anyway that may not be the best price. So we need a single source that's also the best price. The second step is that we have to update the list of supplies we have approved, what we call a formulary. It needs to have the proper brands, low-cost brands when that makes sense, or high-quality brands when that makes sense, but also maybe brands we don't typically have access to when we might look at some of our traditional big companies or distributors. There are a lot of other brands out there, for example, on the medical side, that may offer huge savings for us dentists that we may not necessarily see in our common channel. To have access to those brands and build a proper formula. And then step three, the most important step, is to enforce the budget. Not a single order should be approved if it's over budget. You know, you'll find out that your dental assistant's been ordering purple gloves because they match your purple scrubs, but they cost 50% too much. You might find out they've been buying in bulk. They've been buying the wrong brands. All these things have been creeping into your costs and making you go over budget to the tune of like $60,000 a year. It's amazing how quickly and easily this is fixable if you connect with the right group to buy through, the right brands and formulary, and you just put a little bit of effort into enforcing the budget.
Yeah. All right. So Joe, let's talk about that. Let's focus on the technology piece that Scott's talking to, meaning that you determine now that it's beneficial to budget. But how do you pull all this stuff together so that you can see everything in one place to even get started?
Yeah, and that's the benefit that Dentalwell has had about building the ordering system the way we did. Traditionally in the dental industry, and let's just say the last 50 years, 40 years, a customer has had to go to many different sites, 12 to up to 30, and just depending on what a customer is ordering, to do all of their ordering. So they're going to many different locations or figuring out where they're getting their order from. So that's time, that's money on doing that. So the first thing that we did, we said, okay, we heard from the industry that is a waste of time and that can be confusing. So we built the system in order to have both the distribution products on there and also the direct manufacturer products on there. So now they don't have to go to all those different locations. So that's one really big benefit. The second thing we did then is we took the analytics piece and we're able to monitor how they're spending, where they're spending. And we actually deliver back to the customer and we're saying, hey, you set your budget goal for us with us at 5%. That's what you wanted your budget to be. And on a monthly basis, we're delivering back to you on how you're doing, right? And if you're higher, it doesn't mean that you shame on you. You're doing a bad job and whoever's doing your ordering, you need to get rid of them because that's not the way it works. It's always a partnership. It's us helping whoever's doing the ordering in your office of how to become more efficient, how to reduce that spend, that waste, and how to buy better. So our coaches, our supply coaches work with your team on how to do that. And then the best part about it is that we're not trying to hide, hey, what your margin is or where you're spending, is we are actually delivering it to you proactively to work with you on it. And when you're measuring something, you're able to achieve your goal at a much faster rate when it's constantly put in front of you. So that's what we believe is a huge benefit that we'll be providing to the industry going forward.
And, you know, I'd like to add to that, John. So one thing is, as a dentist, you know, in the past, I would like find low pricing. I'd get my local rep to kind of match the pricing and feel like I did the right thing. However, what I didn't realize is you almost need an auditor to audit your prices every quarter, because all it takes is one quarter to go by and those matched prices suddenly go right back up to where they always were. What Joe's technology has done that he's describing here also is not only is the technology bringing all these vendors and all the lowest pricing together in one easy place for the practice to manage, but it's also auditing that pricing and highlighting anything that might have changed above and beyond what we initially expected. And I'll tell you, it's just like so refreshing to finally have technology to make this make sense. It's kind of like when we went from hailing a cab in the rain, like trying to find a cab and you know, we don't know if we're going to get screwed with the pricing and it's, we don't know about the quality, to all of a sudden an Uber app. That is what we're ready for now when it comes to dentistry and specifically procurement or ordering of supplies and lab and equipment. And that is what Joe's technology and Dental Wells technology is now doing for us and for other practices.
Yeah, John, yeah, and if I could, yo, go ahead, John.
Go for it.
No, yeah, I was going to add, so thanks for saying that, Scott, because Joe's technology, Joe doesn't, you know, he doesn't build the technology. We have some really smart people on the team that do that. Joe and the team will say, yeah, this is what we need, and they build it. So it's fantastic. The second thing I would say is that we really have entered a time period in the industry that, you know, procurement platforms are no longer a new thing. It's a trend, and so it's not going to stop. And the reason why we built our platform the way we did is because it's not just for supplies. We own a service, you know, company where we have service on there where you're able to order a service call. We sell equipment. You're able to get equipment on the site. And then, of course, the education piece, John, which you and Scott know very well, right? You guys are the face of our education and learning department. We have the CE component on there where you're able to earn CE credits and get educated. So you're able to get educated on clinical topics. You're able to get educated on the practice management topics. But you're also able to get educated on and receive education on just the different products that are out there and how to do things differently in your practice to make you more efficient. So you learn on our site, and then you're able to buy on our site, and you're able to request a service call on our site, and then obviously you're able to research equipment on our site. So it's all in one platform that's above and beyond the supplies, but it all leads to cost savings because it's an efficient way to run your practice, and you only have to go to one location to do it.
Yeah, I love when you say it like that, Joe. You know, aggregation and technology has changed so many different industries, and that's exactly what you guys are talking about, right? It's we know in dentistry there are so many different companies that are doing a lot of great things, whether it be their products or services and how they're bringing them to the practice. But like you said, Scott, it's who can find the way to aggregate all of it in an effort to simplify things in the dental practice. We're all inundated with so many things going on in our lives, and so time is money. And so it may not seem, like you said, Scott, that if I'm spending a couple extra minutes or an hour or so every week, you know, looking or trying to find information, we all know that time adds up. And over the course of the year, I mean, that's dollars. And I think that's what you guys are speaking to. And so I think the other thing too, Joe, is this aggregation. You know, Scott mentioned Uber. You know, that's a big piece on the repair side, right? I mean, the ability for a practice to go to one place where they can see all of that. We all know, Scott, that when something goes down at the dental practice, it's not a good day. We're closing operatories, we're canceling patients, and the bottom line is you're losing money when you're trying to stay ahead. So I think that's the theme that I get from the both of you is that, yes, saving money is a big thing, and that's what we want to talk about today, but it's really the aggregation of this technology that you guys are talking about that it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, you know, dentistry has a ton of technology, and it's exciting, and we dentists get inundated with it. But not often is the technology super easy to use and gives us immediate profitability. A lot of the technology is nice to look at and think about and watch in action, but our lives don't necessarily change that much. But I'll tell you, when a practice suddenly with one decision makes 60 grand more every year for the rest of their career, that's 60 grand. That's like a retirement plan. That's like a college fund. That's whatever, a new car for my girl that's about to turn 16. I don't know what it is, but it's not what it should not be. Is going to some middleman distributor selling us supplies in the old way, and we don't have controls in place, and we just are frustrated about everything in our practice. We need this refreshing technology to immediately create value for us. And that is what this does.
Yep. Yeah. Joe, I mean, again, as we look forward, you know, we're excited about this learning series. We're going to, on the next episode this month, we've got Russ Baker, who's VP of Equipment Supplies and Repair at Dentawale. He has a lot of the industry insight that Joe has. We also are fortunate to have Dr. Steve Wingfield, who is the president of the Dentawale Practice Group. And he's going to speak to things like from Scott's perspective on the clinical piece. Actually, on episode two, Dr. Wingfield is going to focus on exactly, Scott, a lot of the things that they did to get their percentage down to the 3.8 or 3.9 that you were talking about. So excited for you guys to tune into that so you can actually start to hear some practical steps that a dental group took in an actual to save, in an effort to save that money. Joe, any last thoughts as we wrap up episode one?
I just think it, so first of all, thanks for having us. And second, it has been such an advantage and a pleasure working with Scott and Dr. Wingfield, Dr. Luna, right? Everyone, we're used to calling you Scott, right? But Dr. Luna and Dr. Wingfield, from the dentist perspective and actually in the practice, and then taking the industry knowledge and building the platform that we did. Because it really is from the doctor's perspective. It is a customer-facing solution that really hasn't existed out there. And most solutions out there weren't built that way. So I just really want to say thank you to Dr. Luna and Dr. Wingfield for all their efforts in helping us create this. So thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. That was awesome to say. And I'll tell you, you touched on something pretty cool about our organization is we are customers of our own products. We have to benefit or could be hurt by quality that's high or low, by pricing that's too high or too low. And when you look at the other big companies out there in industry, they're not their own customer. And I wonder how they would change if they actually were their own customer. But that is what's happened with us by combining kind of the dental side and the practices we own with the technology side and being able to kind of connect it all together. It's wonderful. You know, my last message here to the doctors listening to this is there's a lot on your plate. There's a lot of things you want to do, you have to do, things you're worried about. And it seems to many of us like we just don't have enough time to do it. We're just cutting more teeth. I tell you, it's worth blocking out a tiny bit of time regularly to work on your company. And one of the first set of things you should probably work on is cutting stupid expenses. And spending too much money on supplies and lab is a stupid expense that can erode away the profitability of your entire career. Take the time out, cut a few less teeth for just a moment and act, do what you know you need to do and get rid of this stupid expense so you never have it again.
Joe, I think that's a great way to close it. I love it. I want to thank the both of you again for coming on here. We're excited about this. Of course, for all of you that are listening, the Dentawale Learning Series will be available on all of your audio platforms for podcasts. So iTunes and Spotify and Google Play, all of that. And of course, we'll continue to have all this information on dentawale.com where you can learn more about a lot of the things that Scott and Joe talked about today. And as always, we hope you join us for our next episode as we continue to educate and move dentistry forward. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.